Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Miss Owens.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Let's talk about the Fragrant Jewels protocol. I'm going to go ahead and post the excerpt from the script page, and this is how we need to do it from now on.
Okay.
Is basically once you offer the 30-day pause, if they decline the 30-day offer, then offer the 1,500 points to the next order. So that's how we got to do it when I brought it up to management. Unfortunately, they did see where we did talk about this on, was it April 9th?
Mm-hmm.
So I do have to put it in the system as just a developmental coaching. So it's something that you can sign off on the disciplinary website. But it's not really a disciplinary as much as it is verifying that me and you coached, you know, that I coached you on this certain topic. And that, you know, that way it's on the system that you understand and you know. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more questions on that or those concerns from the QA?
No, that was my only thing. So now they've changed it to where you do have to offer both phases.
Well, you know, what they're saying is it was that way the whole time. I'm not sure exactly who told you that you didn't have to do both of them, but if you have that somewhere where you could, like, screenshot and send it to me, I can address that person as well. And then Kayla also asked me if you would restart your laptop after this so she can view your screen and help show you something on an FJ account.
Okay. All right. That was about it. When we were in training, you know, it was stated that we didn't have to offer both stays just as long as we offered the 30-day pause, that it didn't matter. But we wouldn't get counted off for the QA if we didn't offer the 1,500 reward points.
See, I'm not that familiar with FJ, so that would be something I would definitely, if I were you, I'd bring it up with Kayla just to kind of double check and just tell him that was said in training.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can follow up with that. She's going to look into your laptop shortly to show you something on FJ, so that'll be a perfect opportunity for you to bring that up with her.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go ahead and get my laptop. What's the password so I can look at the write up? I know what my username is, but I don't know what the password is.
Well, what it is this login is going to be the one that you log into your computer like when you first log in.
Yeah,
before you when you're logging into Windows. So it'll be like, well, they had to change mine, but it'll be like it'll be like A. Owens blank and then A. Owens at ASK is most likely what it is.
Okay.
So there'll be no at on the username, but it'll be at ASK or at telemarketing.com, or I have to put in this big wild one because somebody, I had a spam email, so they changed my password to like this big long thing.
Okay. I was just wondering if I can go in and look at that, the write-up and sign it.
Perfect. Well, if you have any issues doing that, let me know and I can get IT to kind of like email the password to you if it's changed, and then you and Kayla can talk over that FJ account and you know, you kind of get to the bottom of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for your time. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.